Lignite or brown coal has long been at the center of environmental protests. Called the dirtiest form of coal, it has been providing power to the German economy and households for decades. Under pressure from the Green Party, the new government announced it aims to close these open pit mines by 2030. But that was before Russia invaded Ukraine.
It's clear that the terrible war in Ukraine means we are realizing that our electricity supply in Germany wasn't and isn't very secure, and there are several possible risk factors. That applies to gas, oil, and to hard coal too. And there are, of course, some who are now thinking there's a domestic energy source which will always be available, as well as wind and sun, of course, and that's lignite.
To make sure there's enough energy in future winters, the regional government in Brandenburg has asked permission to keep some lignite-powered plants on standby.
To have the necessary supply for the coming winter season, and that hopefully without any dependence of imports from Russia. That problem has still not been solved. And as I'm coming from the field of industrial safety, I would prefer to have a situation with belt and parachute, and so it would be worthwhile to keep them available.
Ukraine has accused Germany of financing Russia's war because of its dependency on Russian gas, oil and coal. The EU has decided to ban coal imports, which will cost Russia around 4 billion euros a year. In comparison, a ban on Russian gas and oil would cost the country 80 billion euros.
This is one of the few power stations in Germany not depending on imports from Russia. Domestically produced lignite is one of the most reliable sources Germany has, but also one of the most polluting. It was unthinkable just a few months ago that the new government, in which the Greens play an important role, would even consider using more coal. But the war in Ukraine has changed everything, and the climate could be another victim.
More CO2 emissions instead of less. An uncomfortable reality for environmental groups who have long campaigned for an end to coal use.
Germany for a long period of time has sponsored the Russian regime, the oligarchy in Russia, and has put Russia in a position to finance that war. Unfortunately, we cannot get rid of that dependency overnight. It's obviously a bitter pill. We have old coal power plants that have to get back on the grid, but we have to accelerate the build-out of renewables. This needs some years, but German industry now has a clear target that its future is based on renewable energy.
But building wind farms and solar panels takes time, and Germany is under pressure to act now. That pressure will only grow if terrible images continue to come out of Ukraine and the EU decides to go further and ban Russian oil and gas. Stepfasten, Al Jazeera, in Brandenburg.